You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Texans, besides cutting Josh McCown, they paid Dontrell Hilliard, Cornell Armstrong, and Buddy Howell. 1.25, 1.25, 1.5. So these are the kind of names, actually. If you want to know the truth, this is, you know, this is probably going to be the Rockets and Texans are almost on a crash course to be very, it's very similar to lose as much as possible. I'm almost hoping that this whole Deshaun thing does it. They just sit on it.
Yeah, like I said, I'd like for them to Oladipo this thing.
Yeah. Well,
he's Christian Wood.
Who's the. No,
Deshaun is Christian Wood.
Well, Deshaun, yeah, you're right. Deshaun is Christian Wood. Well, but you know, I think Deshaun is a little bit more stature. If he can sit like Christian Wood is, I don't want him to be injured.
Well, Deshaun is James.
I just want him to sit. Well, no, because James won games. Deshaun only won four games. Played the whole season, won four games.
Well, Deshaun's won games in the past, so.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but.
It just goes to show you, a star basketball
player. James didn't have a 25% win percentage ever.
A star basketball player has a much bigger impact than a star quarterback.
There's only five guys on the court, you know. Yeah, as opposed to.
James, his seventh triple-double since being with the Nets.
What's that? We
knew he was pretty good.
Wow. Look at that under thing.
I'm sorry that I'm a numbers guy and I'm mentioning numbers.
No. No. Why you got to. Ooh, look at James. He did it again. James did it again.
Well, because I'm getting ready to see what that number they hang on James is for his prop when he comes to Houston. Anything that's not 40, fire over.
Is he going to play four quarters, though? You take that into account. The Rockets are so bad that may get pulled with 35 in the third, and he may not get to 40.
That's a good point, because realistically, you don't want to have to, with Kevin Durant hurt, you don't want to have to play James. Like, you don't want him going 38, 39 minutes if you're blowing him out, and you will be blowing him out.
Yeah, and he's got to play in the All-Star game, too.
24 in the first half for James? I don't think is outrageous.
No, especially here. He's going to want to just...
18 in the second, 42.
Honestly, you can't put a number big enough on this game.
Yeah, but Dell's right, though. James, individually, may not play a whole lot in the fourth.
No, Lance. You want to see what what about the Memphis game? Did you see what the starters played? The starters played 20 minutes.
That's what I mean. That's why James may not.
It was a 30-point
game.
James
may not get to 40.
Yeah. Well, no. Right. That may be an under. That probably is an under. Because against the Rockets, there's a good chance that your starters are sitting in mid-third quarter.
Dell was thinking with his third eye. That's what you have to do to be able to handicap.
Okay, they won by 49 points. They did the Grizzlies the other night. Here was their starters scoring. Anderson, 13. Valanciunas, 6. Ja Morant, 6. Brooks, 8. Bane, 15. You're telling me that they scored 28, 34, 4. The starters scored 48 points, and they won by 49. That's what you're saying. That is unbelievable, isn't it? I don't know that we've seen. That is ridiculous. So it could well be that James is well below. They played 23, 13, 26, 22, and 28 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And won by 49.
Unless James really wants to make a statement.
Yeah, well, James will come out firing. There's no question.
Yeah. Oh no, he's getting 18 in the first quarter.
Yeah. When I'm sure when Kyrie's going back to Boston or Boston's in town or when he's going to Cleveland or Cleveland's in town, then James is going to feed him and Kevin Durant is going to score all he can against Oklahoma City and Golden State. So you know what? Yeah, this will be James.
What statement does James need to make? The Rockets didn't tell him to go.
No, but you still got to show your where you were.
Yeah, I know. We all understand you're a great player. The Rockets wanted you here. I know he'll show out, whatever. But the I need to make a statement thing is misguided.
No, but you do.
Why?
Because it's your former team.
Fine, but you left because You wanted to leave. They didn't go, oh, James is washed. Let's trade him.
No.
Come out and play. Do your thing. James is a great regular season player. He'll put up numbers. But the whole I need to make a statement.
Do you know it's going to be dumb. One of the headlines on ESPN, though? James goes back, so he's got a show.
I know.
Yeah, James back he in Houston.
Goes back
tomorrow,
to Houston.
That's one of the leads for
to
them.
The place who still wanted him, who offered him the $50 million, what, $100 million extension, whatever it was. I got to show them. Show them what? Nerd.
That's what you got to show them. You're not a numbers guy. You don't know.
Yeah, I would not listen to Dell. No. I would not listen to him.
I'm not suggesting he won't go off. I'm just saying the narrative is stupid. That this is the time to show them what I'm about. They knew. They wanted you.
Let's get Jeff in here. See what trades we got going on today. What up, Jeff?
Hey guys. What would just crazy thing? If you had to bet, would you think the Rockets would trade anybody that's not on their roster now that could be a future guy? If they traded him and the guy didn't know, if they traded him, could they still do the trade? Let us know so we know, because I didn't know. Okay. Bye. Thanks. Let us know. Okay. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Bye.
It's been so long since Dr. Evil's called. Welcome back, sir.
Bye.
I dare you to go get Charlie and Joel. He would make them extremely mad.
Well, yeah. Just.
Yeah, the guy's traded, but he doesn't know he's been traded. Oh.
Charlie did
do
not
ever,
like Dr.
Do you remember?
Evil.
I don't know if you'll remember this. We played it because somebody told us Dr. Evil has been a prank caller for a year. The first time he got us was he's an Ohio State fan. He's from Ohio. So Dr. Evil, I actually met him one time, but Dr. Evil, he called us about. Not it wasn't Hoyer, it was Brian. No, it was name a Ohio State quarterback from like the 2000s, Dell. It was one of those just random white guy quarterbacks Ohio State used to have. Now they have random black guy quarterbacks.
Oh, Craig.
No, not that far back.
Oh.
It's more like there was some Bobby, not Hoying, but
anyway.
I can't Joel Blank just said, I don't get mad! Exclamation points. Ironic.
Okay.
So anyway, Dr. Evil called and he was telling us about, do you think that the word is here in Ohio that he's asking for a big contract? I want to know what you guys think if he's going to get a big contract. And we're like, oh, this guy's weird. And he kept talking. He goes, the word is he's asking for $1 million. Because this is shortly after Austin Powers. And we're like, who is this lunatic? So anyway, he would call us, and he would get us, and he would get other shows. One time he called, swear to God, Jeff, you got to call back and tell the story. Just call back. We know you're Dr. Evil. This is the one time we'll let you call back. He called Tom Tynan.
Yeah.
He wanted to get a moat put
in. Heard the call.
No!
Oh, yes,
I
did.
You're the one who got the... We dug it up.
Yes.
Because of that.
I heard...
You heard it?
I heard the call, and it was... Tom Tynan was so...
Didn't he not know? Like, wasn't he trying
befuddled.
To answer it? Or yeah.
Yes. No.
He wanted to get a moat with alligators put in around his house.
Yes.
And Tom Tynan, Mr. Well, I don't know. You're going to have to pull some... You're going to have to pull some different... what are they called? They pull the permits. I don't know if you're going to be able to get a... So the drawbridge. I'm trying to build a drawbridge. Well, drawbridges are going to be tough. Tom Tynan's trying to answer a question about building a moat with a drawbridge?
That's so funny.
That is one of my favorite prank call stories of all time.
Dr. Evil is awesome.
Bye.
He's the best. I thought it was, and he started talking gibberish.
I could tell right off the bat.
Listen, and he's gotten Charlie before. I think he's gotten Charlie before.
Yeah, Charlie and Rich were not fans.
No, not full of fans at all. They weren't fans of when we made everybody give animal sounds on there.
Yeah, we sent animal noises, rooster calls. Like, they really thought that was.
They did not.
Guys, that's childish. Man, oh, man.
Oh, man.
Now Joel's listening because we can't have y'all do rooster noises on his show.
No.
The madder they got, the more our listeners would call and just light up their phone lines with a bunch of animal noises. And then they, for whatever reason, hated us.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
we got to get some hate from the other
show. I can understand that.
Yeah, I mean, that's easy to understand. But we got to get some,
which show do you want to hate you the most?
Which show do we want hating? Well, I never.
You have a target?
Well, we do see AJ here. I got to, walk in and out of here every day with Charlie and Joel.
Lance doesn't have that.
Oh, that can be uncomfortable. But I don't mind uncomfortable.
What about Patrick Creighton?
You'll never see him.
Yeah, never.
I see him. I'm still here.
You hear him.
Yeah, Patrick Creighton doesn't do a quiet show. The loudest show is Josh Innes.
He is.
Oh, it's not even remotely close. Josh screams during his show. In this room with the door closed, I am on the other side, and I can hear him easily when he starts screaming. I'm a little ways away. Josh on his show screams about certain things, and I hear him easily.
That is funny.
Easily. You know who I never hear? Charlie screaming. Because I've never heard, but I've heard him get loud like this.
No, but you do it's hear a controlled every time. Yell. What up, H-Town?
Yeah. Now, I do hear Joel. And I do hear on the Blitz.
Yeah.
I hear Fred a little bit. Joel is loud when he comes back. Josh is the loudest because he'll just randomly yell. Like, it almost like you think he's in a fight with somebody. And then, three or four months ago, I would have thought, he's in a fight with Nick about something.
Yeah, that is cooling down considerably.
They're like boys now.
Yeah, no, they were in a fight. That is
one of the tragic stories that has dissipated. The fact that those two get along now.
No, you don't.
The fact that story arc has resolved itself.
It didn't have enough life in it.
Yeah, I needed that thing to last for a little bit.
He went after Nick. Nick said he was bad at life.
Nick called him an intern at one point.
He called Nick an intern. Nick said, "You're bad at life."
I was like,
I don't think this is a gimmick. I don't think this is a little bit they're doing.
And one of Josh's promos talks about how he did the same thing with the producer in Philadelphia. And he told him how bad he was at his job. The producer left and Josh had to run the board.
During the show?
During the show. And he said, "I'm at one of the biggest stations in the country and I don't know what buttons to push and I'm trying to go to break." Yeah.
That's you. I know which buttons to push because one time Dell told me.
I've never made a producer leave.
You almost made Rusty. Chris Jones. I found out that Chris Jones hated us after we
hated
were gone.
Us, yeah.
After we were gone, he was like, Chris Jones hated y'all.
Well,
like,
it's not his kind of show.
No, and he was asked to do things
like a regular
we
show.
We asked him to
calls and
answer the phone calls and play sound and stuff.
Well,
want any of that.
That can't be frustrating.
Actually playing sound that we asked for?
And answering phone calls. It's a little annoying. Yeah. I can see why.
No, I can see
him
that.
Getting a little upset.
All right, when we come back, an NFL mock draft that I want to go over with Lance, see what he thinks next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-377-6815. Let's talk a little bit about the draft, Lance, and where we're at. Mock draft here by Seth Trackman.
No.
You don't know
Seth? I don't think so.
Seth Trackman.
Where is he?
Seth Trackman is at Yard Bark.
Oh.
You don't know him. So he's got Trevor Lawrence first. I don't know why, but he's got Trevor Lawrence first.
That's Craig
Jack.
Krenzel. You were right. Dr. Evil just texted me. Craig Krenzel. Was the quarterback he was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they won the national championship off of his arm.
Cheating.
Off of his arm.
Yeah.
Cheating.
Yeah, I don't know Seth Trackman. What has he got?
Zach Wilson second. Is that pr- pretty much the standard now? The Jets are going to take Zach Wilson? Is that the
Well,
that's thought?
What everyone's doing.
No, I know that's what everyone's doing. But
yeah, it's the standard mock.
Yeah. Sam Darnold is – Sam Darnold's out there.
I think they're over Sam Darnold.
If there was a legit defensive player worth the number two pick, would Zach Wilson go number two?
Maybe not. That's the problem. So the priority picks are pass rusher, quarterback,
and
left
tackle.
Well, it's
not like they couldn't use Ja'Marr Chase or Deontay Smith.
They could.
Yeah.
They could definitely use that.
And who's a better football player? A lot of
teams don't value wide receiver that high.
Yeah.
That's a pick you could do. The pick that has a lot of value is a pass rusher pick, but you just don't have that in this year's. Christian Barmore's not that guy. Azeez Ojulari, Jason Owe, Quiddy Pay, none of those guys.
I don't remember. Well, he's got Rousseau as the top defensive end. Take it. He's got him 11 to the Giants. I don't remember. Have there been many drafts where a defensive end isn't in the top 10 at some point?
No.
Right? Or outside linebacker? A rush
always.
Guy?
Rush guys, always.
Almost
always
this,
in the top
this
five.
This draft quite possibly has zero.
It's like almost always in the top five. That's why there's this quarterback push. These quarterbacks, to me, aren't even close to being top five quarterbacks. Like, I don't think there should be any kind of a run on top five on quarterbacks this early. But there's not a lot of other choices other than wide receiver.
Yeah.
And maybe and I'll throw Kyle Pitts in there. Kyle Pitts is he's a receiver. So your best players, you know, you're looking at Devontae Smith, Ja'Marr Chase, Kyle Pitts. Well, who's your tackle? Well, none of these tackles to me. You could say Penei Sewell, I guess people say that, but I don't, you know, he's got a lot of holes right now. He didn't play last year. He's only got 1.5 years of full-time starter. He doesn't have great play strength. Rashawn Slater is a short arm guy. I don't know. I think the big problem is what Dell mentioned. There's not a good defense. There's no big time defensive guy. Like, I like Pat Surtain a lot. I like him a lot, but other people, I guess there's not as much love on the streets for him. So, I mean, to me, cornerback is a top five position. That's one of those positions that gets drafted early. If you have a great corner, I could see him being the first defensive player off the board.
What about Caleb Farley?
I don't know. I guess people like him a lot. I got a late first on him. I didn't think his tape was that great. He's only played corner 2 years. He was a former wide receiver, and then he opted out.
Virginia
last year.
Tech guy. Virginia
yeah, he opted Tech out last year.
Cornerback. He's got him ninth ahead of Patrick Surtain. Okay, so you got Ja'Marr Chase third. He's got the Falcons taking Trey Lance. So the third quarterback. The third quarterback off the board, Trey Lance, as opposed to Justin Fields. He's got Sewell going to the Bengals, Devontae Smith going to the Eagles, Jalen Waddle going seventh to the Lions, and he's got Justin Fields eighth, as opposed to Mac Jones, and that's he was at the Senior Bowl and they really liked him. He's got Justin Fields going eighth as opposed to Mac Jones.
Man, I would have Justin Fields ahead of Mac Jones all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, Mac Jones has to have things really good around him. I really believe that. I think things need to be on point around him. And this is not the case with Justin Fields. This is a perfect example of Mac Jones needs to be great from the pocket and needs to really have some good protection. Mac Jones can't go to a team that doesn't protect. Justin Fields can get out of the way. He's very strong in his lower body, can break away and extend plays. This is the argument that if you know, guys like Deshaun, Justin Fields, Justin Herbert kind of showed some of that. Burrow could do this. Kyler Murray, obviously. A little less Baker Mayfield, but he can do it. You got to have the ability to extend plays on your own if your offensive line is not good. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Mm-hmm. If you can't, like,
even if your offensive line is good, even if you're picking up some yards with your legs, when, you know, that's a huge, huge plus. Okay, so they got there's three wide receivers in the top seven. It's Ja'Marr Chase, Devontae Smith, and Jalen Waddle. That's different. I don't see that happening. Do you?
I don't see three in the top six, but
seven
or top seven. It could happen though.
Yeah.
So the thing that could shock everyone is that Devontae Smith goes third out of the wide receivers.
Wow,
that could shock everyone because Jalen Waddle's going to have a great workout. Jalen Waddle is just uncoverable. He's just too fast. And I think the 170-pound thing is going to bother some people with Devontae Smith. They can act like it doesn't, but it's going to. And then Ja'Marr Chase is just a big guy who's going to, relatively big, 6 foot, 200 pounds in that neighborhood. And he's going to get better. Like, Devontae Smith is who he's going to be. He's polished. He's awesome. He's polished. Ja'Marr, everyone gets really excited about, they want to believe that they can coach them and get them to a level that's, well beyond what they are in college. And with Devontae Smith, I don't know that you're going to get him a lot better. He was a pro receiver playing against college guys this year.
Mm-hmm.
Ja'Marr Chase, not that good a route runner, this, that, and the other. There's lots of things they can fix with him. So you're like, man.
I don't like that he sat this year. I don't. I mean, I obviously, an LSU fan, I'm not crazy about that. But
if he had it to do all over again, I think a lot of these guys were, it was kind of the cool thing to do. Like, I'm going to show that I think a lot of these guys, if they had a chance to, because at the time there was a thought that, it was unlikely you're going to play football. Rondell Moore came back, did not have a good year from Purdue. But I think if some of these guys had it to do all over again and they watched, like, especially with him watching, now he had bad, his quarterback play wasn't great, so maybe it wouldn't have changed.
It would have helped him there.
But
him being there would have helped.
It would have helped, but maybe, I was wondering about that. With Devontae Smith.
You know what,
Smith,
though? If I'm a pro guy, I want to know that he can play with a bad, that he can play with a bad quarterback or, without great quarterback play.
But it ain't going to change his draft stock.
No.
He's going to be, even him not playing, that's ultimately what he was thinking about. But honestly, I just wonder about the competitor in him.
Yeah.
You see Devontae Smith win the Heisman. Yeah. I wonder if he said, man, I wish I was playing this week. Like during Alabama LSU week, I wonder if he thought, man,
I'm sure there were a bunch of weeks he was like, man, I wish I was playing.
Caleb Farley, he said he did it for health of family. Caleb was the first guy that I saw. I wonder if Gregory Rousseau, frankly, Rousseau might have been helped by it. The Cardale Jones theory of you go on the what they have and you don't let people. There's lots of questions about him. Like, man, are these stats legit? Because he got a lot of sacks when he was playing nose, like a 250-pound, 6'7" guy who they bumped down inside the nose and let him run around guards. Like, is this real? I don't know. You got paid to find out.
Well, look what Terrace Marshall did this year. At LSU, he benefited from Ja'Marr Chase not being there. He's possibly end of the first round, early Could second be. Rounder.
He's big and fast, though. Like, yeah. He's got all the traits.
No, Terrace Marshall might be, he possibly, no, I don't know about the best receiver in this draft, but he's pretty damn good. I'm telling you, you're getting a pretty damn good one with Terrace Marshall. What about all these offensive tackles? Jenkins, Penei Sewell, Darisaw. Well, how do you rank the offensive tackles?
I have it Rashawn Slater.
He's number one?
Yeah, but he can play guard or center. Like, he's my number one blocker. He'll play somewhere. Really strong, athletic.
He's from Northwestern, everybody.
Yeah, and then Penei Sewell has a lot of upside. He's a phenomenal athlete. Christian Darisaw has a lot of talent. He just kind of a low burn energy guy who doesn't finish blocks. And there are times you think he looks great. And then there are other times he's just like, oh, just going through the motions. Elijah Vera Tucker is right there from USC. He was a guard his first 2 years at USC. They didn't have a left tackle, so he said, I'll play it. And everyone's like, holy crap. This guy can play tackle. So now he's going to get drafted as a tackle in the middle of the first. That would probably be those guys.
What about Jenkins?
I like Tevin Jenkins a lot. Yeah. I actually think Tevin Jenkins, but everyone talks about that he's soft and I don't see it on the field, but behind the scenes, apparently he's got some people who aren't really pleased with how he is. And he's I don't want to say it. It's just kind of he's a guy you have to worry about with that. Somebody said, oh, he'll be the president of the anti-bullying campaign no matter where he goes, which I knew what they were trying to say.
Good. I knew everybody needs an anti-bullying guy on their team.
Yeah, but what they're trying to say is he's kind of a soft guy, but on the field he's not. On the field he's tough. He had two plays where he threw down Joseph Asai, like he embarrassed Joseph Asai on back-to-back reps. He locks people up. He's strong. Like, just based on football, he might be number three.
Yeah.
He's right tackle only. But, yeah, I mean, he's playing at guard. Like, I like him. I like him based on that.
Man, Landon as bad Dickerson, as their left tackle was, I'm surprised that he can't move over there.
He stunk. Man, Ohio State's offense.
He was the worst.
I had to Chuba Hubbard. I had to turn an article in. 10 players who could benefit the most or who could use the boost of a pro day for their draft stock, something like that. And I said, Chuba Hubbard. I said, remember that he was a 2,000-yard rusher? Yeah. I said, you probably don't, but he was. He had 700
He was the second-best runner on the team last year.
Yeah, he wasn't even the best runner. I should have added that in the article. Yeah. And I said, he's a guy who ran for 600 this year. He's a track guy. He's going to run fast. If he looks smooth in workouts and everything, he might be able to.
He's a, you know what? The Texans got a shot at him in the third.
I think he got a shot at him in the fourth.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't think he's going to third. Running backs, if you look at drafthistory.com or org or com, whatever it is, you can get a sense of once you get past the second round, a lot of times they'll wait in the third round. They want guys who are great. He's not a big pass catcher out of the backfield, is he?
I think he can. He can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think he could be fourth because the idea is he's a zone scheme runner. So teams who like zone scheme.
Get it, grab him, Texans. There you go. Instead of Buddy Howell. There you go.
Yeah,
but Chuba Hubbard.
How are you going?
Sucks. I just got this. Chuba sucks. Pick Roundtree. Larry Roundtree is legit. Now, Larry had a really good year from Missouri.
Is that his agent?
I don't want to say.
You're not saying names?
No, it's not. It's not Chuba's agent.
I just hope...
Chuba's agent.
No, I know Roundtree's agent.
Oh,
and Roundtree had a good year this year.
But it wouldn't be Chuba's agent. It would be Roundtree's agent.
But I know the Texans already have their back. Texans already have their back.
More hate speech from you,
David Johnson.
See, that's all. I'm done.
They have their guy.
Every time.
See, you gotta ruin every segment.
They have their guy?
Here's a scout who's listening. Waddle is the best unknown player in the draft. Well, unknown relatively. Like he's very well
unknown,
obviously. He said he might be the best wide receiver in the draft. Rousseau is the most overrated player.
Slander.
And this guy loves...
ugly slander.
Terrace Marshall, too.
Some ugly slander by that guy.
No, Terrace Marshall is real. Terrace Marshall is real. 828 ESPN 97. With those quarterbacks, he had an awesome year.
He looked
year.
Bored. He wouldn't finish routes this year. You could tell he was like, man.
Well, move on to the finish.
Why?
Keep
competing. I could tell on the field he was just like, man, this kind of sucks this year.
It does.
TJ Finley and... this other dude, Brennan, are throwing me passes.
Like,
it blows.
He'd start running his routes. He'd be like, "Oh, hope this thing gets thrown to me. I just want this game to be over."
You know what? Let's talk some insurance here, and then we'll talk some Texans on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
Let's talk about TGS Insurance, a homeowner's insurance that is so simple to make the switch. You text the word money to 232323, and TGS Insurance, within 15 seconds, will get you a price. And the great thing is this is your opportunity to shop for homeowners insurance to get some actual competition. I mean, you do realize the insurance is not, there's not a monopoly. You treat your homeowners insurance like it's a monopoly because you stay with them for years and years and years, and they will incrementally raise your rates. And before you know it, you're paying way too much. And a company like TGS where they shop a variety of A-rated companies, what you end up finding out is that it's an average of $900, an average of $900 savings. And many times people save in the four digits. And you can too when you text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Breaking news, J.J. Watt signs with the Arizona Cardinals. You heard it here first this morning on ESPN 97.5. we got some JJ sound, right? JJ is happy to be there. He says he's going to work his ass off. And, you know, that actually turned around pretty quick. They picked him up. Nobody knew. I mean, Bidwell was heading to Houston with his plane, and nobody was on that said, oh, look where Bidwell is heading to Houston to pick up JJ.
Did you say Lil Bill Bidwell?
Lil Bidwell. I like to call him Lil Bidwell. Like Lil
McNair.
He's
a smaller guy.
No one calls Cal Lil McNair.
He's Lil.
He's not Lil McNair.
He can't be a rapper? Okay. What?
With this delivery?
Lil Decal?
Power.
You think the guy with this cadence could be a rapper?
Knowledge is power.
Oh, my. Yeah. Why don't you put some beats under that?
Three words? You want me to put a beat under three words?
Knowledge. And keep doing it over and over.
That could be the hook.
He could be a lazy.
No, it's an ad lib. That's his ad lib.
Yeah.
It's like Young Metro don't trust. That's Cal's version of that. Knowledge is power.
Maybe put some.
I'm not putting beats under three words. What beats would you like to hear under Knowledge is Power, John?
So you know the game. Let's
what?
Go.
You give me the beat and I'll play it. What speaks to you?
You know, I'm sure. I'm
something from Drake. Would you like?
Yeah.
Under Cal?
Yeah, well, you know, Kanye? I'm sure Kanye's got a beat that would work here.
Weren't we talking about J.J. Watt? Now you want to do this?
Let's see.
Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power.
It's not going to work. It's only three words.
That's called a DJ ID tag.
No, but you have to...
I don't have that ability to do that. I need some time for production.
Yeah, yeah.
No, well, all right. It is.
You have that ready. Next segment.
That's not how it works here. It's going to be take a little longer than that.
JJ had this to say yesterday.
I'm very excited. My wife and I are very excited to be here. Mr. Bidwell, Steve, everybody here has been unbelievable so far. And I'm just excited to get started. I'm very excited to get started, get to work, get to know the people of Arizona, and to go to work to try and help them win a championship.
Yeah, that's JJ. You know, he's going to work his ass off every day, make the city proud. That's just JJ being JJ. He put out an Instagram photo of himself about to lift with a face. He had the face. He had what I like to call the Kobe face, where he's like really intense and about to lift that. And do a squat, you know? He's really, really...
It was for the gram so much. Like, he does have some things in common with social media influencers.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. We've known him for a long time.
No.
He likes that aspect of it. He likes that.
And with all his followers, if he had a, I don't know, what kind of hat, a Nike hat or a, I don't know, whatever kind of hat, whatever he was wearing, I mean, you got to get paid. You're going to get paid. Wear their gear.
You know, there's some people who think there's some fraud to JJ. You buy that?
Well, that coach.
Fraud is a strong
that
word.
Coach that told the Buffalo that.
Oh, read that. Josh Reed.
Yeah. Josh Reed put out there that.
Josh Reed, not the former Buffalo Bill. Josh Reed is a reporter.
He's the sports director at one of the TV stations there. And he put out that a former Texans coach said that JJ was selfish. He was a selfish player. Bills fans, I spoke to someone who was on the Texans coaching staff with Watt, and the review wasn't glowing. He's selfish, only cared about his stats. He does a lot of things that hurts the defense. He hurt us more than he helped us. And finally, I wouldn't want him. You know, actually...
Okay, wait a minute. He hurt us more than he helped us is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
A lot of that stuff I've heard before about he freestyles and he does some selfish stuff.
He does.
Well, I've heard that
and
for
Romeo
years.
Romeo Crennel, mid-season, said we've got our leaders on, and he specifically said leaders on defense. That could have been Cunningham. That could have been JJ. That could have been Justin Reed. It could have been maybe Bradley Roby. It's that they're on their own program, and they're doing things that, you know, as opposed to playing team defense. Romeo came out and said that mid-season, and immediately I thought of JJ. because that's the word out on JJ, is that JJ, he freestyles. And so he can get his sacks as opposed to, and we've seen running lanes, giant running lanes. The best place to run is at JJ as opposed to away from him, because JJ is heading upfield to get the quarterback to get those sacks. And time and again, it has happened here in JJ's time here, where the spot JJ vacated was a nice running lane for whatever running back. So that there is some truth to that, but that they were better off without JJ is stupid. That's stupid. JJ is
that's ridiculous. Impact player. Yeah, I was reading that. That's ridiculous. He did. Now, he was known as a guy who would freestyle. So did, and that's for years. And that's not new. Like, he was, when he was Defense Player of the Year, he was freestyling. And the thought was, he's trying to make plays, you know, sacks. He's trying to, a team defense, sometimes you got to just fill the hole and you spill things wide. Like, that's, you can't always make an inside move when you're supposed to keep your run fit. And JJ would get out of his run fit. Clowney would do that. You know, Clowney made a lot of inside moves that were freestyle. JJ would get out of his run fit. That's not a good team defense guy. You don't, you know, I'm not saying JJ's a bad guy, but JJ did do some selfish things on the team. And we've mentioned it before, but it's not, you know, I heard that a lot when he was Defensive Player of the Year, and he would end up making plays, but the coaches ended up getting on him. And like you said, Romeo Crennel mentioned it.
Yeah, no. And
Romeo
and
mentioned it.
It felt like it was specific, but it could have been Justin Reed. It could have been Zach Cunningham.
But we've heard this about JJ before.
Yes.
But the idea that he hurt us more than he helped us, that sounds like a Buffalo. That sounds like something coming from a team that didn't get JJ. You know what I mean? Because JJ and Buffalo wanted JJ. That's obviously not. That's such hyperbole.
So
the rest of it, I've heard it before.
Reed said he was talking to a former Texan staff member, though.
Yeah, right.
Was
right.
Daboll that guy? Wasn't Brian Daboll here?
Greg Roman was here.
Brian Daboll. Greg Roman. I'm getting my squattier white coordinators.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's ugly.
No, I
why
was
is the show so
what? I was getting
well. The show opened with the tax. And it hasn't stopped.
What attacks did we have?
I mean, Lance went right after Cal, saying that when Bidwell was flying the plane, is it like when Cal drives a car, flies a plane? It's not really. They just gave him a wheel, and he goes, and he makes noises, so it makes it seem like he's driving.
Totally believe one of the funniest things that we've heard on the show for a long time.
Like I said, it was an attack. It started with attack.
I asked y'all a question. If when it was Continental, did they ever have him go up to the cockpit and he got a pin?
And I asked you what age.
Any age.
You think Cal in his 30s was going up to the cockpit and getting
sitting on a floor playing video games when he's in his 40s?
Yes, but that's different. Okay. That's video games.
It's different than him getting sitting excited. On the
floor. They're going to hand...
Sitting on a floor, not even a...
Do you think the stewardess walked him up... flight attendant. They're called flight attendants
now. Back then, they were stewardesses.
You think the flight attendant...
Or waitress.
Is highly disrespectful. Do you think he's walked up there by the flight attendant...
100%.
Getting wings?
And I think it goes like this. Yeah, and then they... You know, it's that noise, and you come, yes, can I help you? And Janice maybe said... Is it okay if my son goes up to, and Cal's sitting right next to her, my son goes up to the cockpit and sees sees the cockpit?
And the flight attendant's like, who's your son? Where
and
is he?
She's where's your son? And she's, oh, no, he's right here. And they, oh, okay.
And they make that voice. And they, we all know what that voice means. We all know what that means.
Hi, do you want to come up and see the captain and see the cockpit? And he's like, yeah, and you could have played that. Whatever it is, and then I don't think it's completely out of line.
Out of line.
Do you think he's ever gotten an official captain's pin
when he was like 10? Sure, when he was 10.
Well, whatever.
Not age. When he was 40.
What? Like I said, whatever age.
That do doesn't.
Do you think Cal got a pin put on him at any point from the cockpit of a plane? Yes or no?
Yes, before he had a mustache.
I don't want to hear about ages.
Before he had, I didn't say ages. I said before he had a mustache.
I don't know why you're limiting this.
Well, I'm not going to say
a mustache. Did you see his young? I'm pretty sure he had a mustache like in high school.
Well, I said before. That's what I know. I have never seen Cal
without a mustache, and I don't want to.
For the mustache.
I usually don't want people to see people with mustaches, and now I don't want to see Cal without a mustache. Do you think Cal has ever made this noise? Oh, since he's had a mustache. Or this noise. Like do a gear shift.
We've all made that noise. That's a fun noise to make. I'm not going to just put that on Cal. I made that noise.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a fun noise to make.
I still do that.
Yeah, that's fun.
Remember when the plane takes off, has Cal ever done this? Or has he ever done this?
I'm looking through.
Yeah, we got a big plane. We got a 717 here.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know if Cal's ever done that. No.
Cal ever said the phrase, breaker 1-9, breaker 1-9.
10-4, good buddy.
10-4, good buddy. 100%.
Yeah, when he was 14 or something. Said, no, sure.
It could have been when he's 34. You don't know.
You guys are being very insulting.
So wait, I'm looking.
Has he ever hung up the phone and said, 10-4, good buddy, as a joke? That's not bad.
It's not bad. Say,
see, you could do that.
I am looking through all of Cal's images on the interweb. Not one without a mustache.
Not even when he. His Cy Fair picture?
Not even his Cy Fair picture.
No, he didn't have a mustache at Cy Fair.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. Because I'm Googling it now.
There's zero pictures of Cal
McNair at Cy Fair. I pulled up a picture, the one.
I found it.
If you go to the Cy Fair website when they show the alumni, they don't even have Cal in a Cy Fair picture, but they do have him in a Longhorn jersey.
Longhorn Cal's got one.
And he's got a mustache.
Well, yes. Yeah. There is no picture anywhere of Cal.
And it's not fully grown in either.
He's younger, sparse a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what's his name, Bill Cowher mustache.
Do you think that the Texans scrubbed the internet for images?
No.
Without the mustache?
No, this is Cal. Yeah, the stash is tight.
Yeah.
He was number 84. Look at this, Cal McNair, no stash. What? Number 84, Cy Fair.
That's Cal?
That's Cal.
Man, he looks like a football player.
He was a football player. Yeah. He
looks like a... Yeah.
Well, while you sitting there making fun, what you don't understand is he was a baller.
He's making fun? What do you think
John's been doing?
Taking
shots to the left
the
and right.
You're the one that's going...
Dell said he does that noise.
Yeah, it's fun. So
sometime when I drive over speed bumps Cal. In my neighborhood, I like tell my kids I'm going to get air, and I pull back on the wheel. I'm still doing that, so yeah, that's
fine. You said that the picture of the player in the 84 jersey is Cal?
Yeah, that's sure.
That's not Cal. That's a guy named Steve Davis.
Yeah,
that ain't Cal.
Him.
Oh, that's Steve?
Yeah, that's Steve.
Like I said, he looked like a football
player. Steve Davis.
That's not Cal.
I always get him and Steve Davis mixed up.
No, I wouldn't. Why would you get those two mixed up?
Oh, look at that's his not Texas Cal, picture. Is he?
Look at his Texas picture and look at Steve. Davis looks like a football player. Cal looks like daddy bought him a 96 jersey at Texas.
Oh,
he was on the team for 4 years.
That is.
You're both disrespectful.
Holy crap. I would never say something like that.
No, you would never.
Daddy bought a jersey. Why would you say something like that? By the way, so as far back as we can go is Longhorns, and he's got a mustache.
So you think what he said is more disrespectful than suggesting that a 40-year-old man was walked up to the cockpit to see the captain and get wings? You think that's less disrespectful?
We're done with this segment. Let's talk about Generator Super Center.
Hey.
Let's go.
Hey, would you like a generator, Cal?
Would you like a generator? It keeps your electricity going. Generator Super Center. Generator Super Center's got that's exactly the noise it makes. And that's a Generac automatic standby generator. It actually makes that noise. And that noise is a good sign because that means your power is on. It means everyone else's power is probably off, but yours is still on. And these standalone generators are, I mean, essential in keeping. You can get different types. Some of them just keep your most essential things running, your refrigerator, your freezer, your heater, whatever the case may be. And some of them are meant to power your entire home. So if your power goes down and you're like, I ordered that pay-per-view fight between Floyd and Conor McGregor. Sorry, there's a hurricane. Oh, sorry, I got a generator. It's still going to be on for you. Make sure that you see my friends over at Generator Supercenter. They are the number one dealer in the nation for the Generac automatic standby generator. All you have to do is go to the website and check them out for yourself. They're right here in Houston. You can get a free estimate. You can get low monthly payments when you get it financed. It's GeneratorSupercenter.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Taking a break from the cow slander, I think, to put you on this. I think Lance has something else. It's that time again, 97.5, ESPN 97.5's third annual Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade, supported by C-Force Water, and John's favorite, Dr. Linville, with Hair Solutions Houston. We'll be giving prizes to 97.5 winners, which means the .5 winner is the penultimate winner, second and last in the whole bracket. And did we mention this is all free? Prizes include $50 gift cards to Rooster's Men Grooming, El Tiempo, Uber Eats, Casa Do Brazil, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. Now back to John Lynch.
Casa do Brazil is so good. So good. I've never met a Brazilian steakhouse, churrascaria, where they come by and shave the food. I never met one I didn't like, but man, that place is really good. It's right across the street. Here's some things that I consider disrespectful. No, he doesn't make a toot toot noise with a conductor hat on. No, he doesn't say Buschetti, Craig.
Paschetti.
Or Paschetti. He doesn't say Paschetti, and he doesn't use the term Frankenbeans, Jamie. So,
he doesn't say Paschetti. No, I don't think so. Anyway, yeah, but you cannot find a picture on the internet without a mustache.
I think they scrubbed it. It's either a mustache or nothing.
Yeah, you think they just said
like. Look, I don't know. He's the son of an owner, so I'm not sure how famous he is. But you can't find a picture of this dude before the Texas pictures? Anywhere.
Nowhere. There's no high school pictures anywhere. Dr. Eva pokes his head out. 6 more weeks of winter. Just need Dimebag Mike, Bitter Chris, and Brad and Spring Branch to call in with facts from Golfer Mike. That's you know what?
I forgot about Bitter Chris. We had a guy named Dimebag Mike who used to call in because he was just always high when he'd call. Yeah. He once did a bong live on the air. So did Chives.
Yep.
But he would tell us stories about how his friend had a potato launcher and he accidentally shot it into his friend's stomach and his parents wanted to sue him. And the first time he called us was he just thought it was incredible that Doc Ellis had a no-hitter on acid. And he told a story about how they dipped tennis balls in lighter fluid and lit them on fire when they were on acid, and they were throwing them back and forth to each other, he and his friend. We had some different types of calls back in the day.
Yep.
Do you...
Cal was not the little kid and the little fat kid in a league of their own. He was.
He's not in Goonies.
He's not, he was not, he's not. You're gonna lose.
Is Cal Chunk?
Or the other?
Who's Chunk?
I'm not giving him the other one.
Okay.
Raheel says go to Chunk, yeah. Raheel doing things on Instagram, and you can see Cal in the pilot seat. You can. He's got a picture of Cal up, pretending to be the pilot.
Christina says, "I'm convinced Cal came out of the womb with the stash." It's true. We've never seen him without the stash.
No, we haven't.
Even at Texas, he had.
Why would you fall for Raheel's nonsense? He just wants people to go to his Instagram. There's nothing on there with Cal.
Is this the worst that we've... Is there any other city? Is there any other owner? I'm sure James Dolan catches it pretty hard in New York, although they don't make... I think it's just derogatory. I'm not sure that they make fun of him.
They just say he's ruining the franchise.
Yeah, but I think it's probably mean-spirited and... Well, this isn't actually...
This isn't nice.
This isn't nice. There's nothing nice about the way... But
how
derogatory it is of Cal's intelligence... I don't know that I've ever heard spoken of a major owner for a major team.
No, because owners usually are good in business, and a lot of them are bad at owning teams, but you never question their
intelligence.
You never question whether or not somebody can literally trick them.
Yeah.
Like, okay, no jokes here. Nothing about, you know, he's not Augustus Gloop. I'm not reading these anymore. No, he didn't send a bunch of messages to Tom on MySpace. Just stop, guys.
I don't know what that means.
Tom was the friend, the one friend you got when you initially signed up. He's the creator of MySpace, so you had at least no one had zero friends. You always had Tom.
You just had this. You looked, and Tom was at a computer with the white shirt on. Yeah, and he's doing a thumbs up.
So Tom set it out so no one would have no friends as long as you kept him as a friend. But he didn't respond. It was just an avatar.
That's why that's such a genius tweet. Anyway, I've never felt like I had to worry about one of my owners being duped or tricked so easily.
No.
Honestly, that's just, and no joke here, I feel like he's been duped and tricked not only by Bill. Bill O'Brien waited, and once Bob McNair died, they knew they could make a power run and overtake Cal. And I wish that was not the truth, but it is the truth. They were able to overtake Cal. They were able to trick him. Jack was able to trick him in. And, you know, Bill O'Brien was dead man walking, because as soon as he and Jack Easterby got sideways, Jack knew how to manipulate Cal. And so he was able to get rid of Bill. I'm not saying Bill didn't need to be gotten rid of, but he was able to do that, but keep himself employed and keep himself in a position of power. I have to always be worried about this owner not being competent to know when he's being fooled and tricked. When have you ever thought that about it?
Well, I don't know, fooled and tricked as much as easily persuaded to, you know, and gullible.
Gullible. Yeah,
I don't think he's easily being fooled. Manipulated. I think manipulated. Manipulated is.
Fooled, trick, manipulate, they're all the same word.
Not fooled. No.
Okay, what's the difference between manipulated and fooled?
Well, you manipulate someone to do your bidding. If you fool them, you're tricking them. That's not it. What they're doing is Jack.
Dale, quick question. Do you feel like it's easy to trick Cal? Do magicians get over on him all the time?
Well,
did he have a birthday party 10 years ago at Magic Island? Yes or no?
I don't know that.
I can't help it. It's just,
what are you doing?
Like,
no.
I'm sure he had a very nice birthday party. Classy. I don't think it was at Magic Island.
Did he have Three Card Monty?
Cal likes birthdays.
I lost money at Three Card Monty one time, so I really can't.
No, I did too.
Talk.
Cal likes Benihana's better, where, you know, you got the onions with the
shrimp, the volcano, and the volcano with the onions. Forget about it. No, we're not. Hannah's like, we are not doing your 50th at Benihana's. Why not? Like, we'll get the whole week and rent the whole place out. Cal, we are not doing that. Well, can I get somebody at the house?
You know,
it's
funny. That just may be the case.
I don't want jokes to possibly be true.
No, but
Sage
Rosenfels,
he confirmed everything.
That's what I'm saying. It's not even like our jokes are possibly true.
Think about this, Lance. The son of an NFL owner was given an empty room with a giant television on the wall so he could sit on the floor and play video games.
I'm going to text David Carr and see if it's real.
And now that guy is running your team.
I'm going to text David Carr and see if it's
real. Why would David Carr lie about that back then?
It just can't be true that he was sitting on a floor playing video games.
You guys number?
No.
I might have his number.
I can get it.
I might have it. I'm going to text
him. He won't come on the air and tell us. Because Sage said he didn't have a bad thing to say about
Cal. No, he
liked
it. He just didn't know what he did.
Cal's probably one of the nicest men you'd ever seen.
I'm sure
just
he
has
is.
No business running a football team. He's run our entire franchise into the ground. You have to understand, when you bring in, especially with public money, this is now our city's team. Yes, you own it, but you have a duty to try to put forth a competitive winning team or be terrible and get a top pick, whatever. We literally, if there was a recall, you would recall Cal as an owner.
No question.
No question he would get recalled.
No.
They're trying to recall Gavin Newsom as, you know, as the head of California. Cal would 100% be recalled as an owner.
Yeah.
Without question. They would use whatever they have to and just say he's not competent.
Don't you wish we could? Like, you can
recall an owner?
Yeah. I was part of a recall in Arizona.
Were you?
Yeah. When the first act of the governor was to rescind Martin Luther King Day. That was.
That seems unpopular.
Yeah.
Wasn't that 91?
It was. 90? No, it was 80. It was 80. 780, yeah. And
Chuck D, that's why he had to come out with "By the Time I Get to Arizona."
So anyway, yeah, that was one of the first stories that, and when I started working. Anyway, so but wouldn't it be cool if you could rescind, you could recall your owner? You know, take a vote. What would the vote of this city be right now to recall Cal?
Oh. I mean, it'd be through the roof.
Yeah.
You can't, there's no way, you know that you don't have. Look, I understand there's lots of owners who get mad, or lots of fans who get mad at owners or GMs or coaches. They want to replace. This is cut and dried incompetence,
right,
to be an owner.
Yeah.
This would be, I mean, he would be taken out of the position.
It's bad to be in Dallas, where John Clay Wolf is, to have Jerry Jones. But it is.
I'd much rather.
Are you kidding? Give me Jerry Jones any day of the week over Cal McNair any day of the week. And he's and Jerry's terrible. And John Clay Wolf is wonderful, and he's joining us here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, John Clay Wolf?
I was wondering if y'all were going to start, like, just doing Cowboys representation down there. Not that the Cowboys are good, but
they suck too. No. Your team sucks. Why would we want to pick them?
I know Cal McNair. You know, I mean, it's weird. He used to live in Fort Worth, and his kids went to the same school as ours. We were personal friends. He got a divorce here and moved back to Houston about, I don't know, 13 years or 12 years ago. But I somewhere between here and there, he bumped his head.
Well, did you ever talk to him?
Well, I used to. I used to go to Texans games with him and sit in the owner's box.
What? And, well, wait a minute. Did he ever say anything, ever?
I don't brag. I don't brag. But at this point, something's wrong. There's a disruption in the force. And I was talking to my fifth grader who has good football intellect, and we couldn't get our brain around what has happened and why.
No.
Do you have an explanation, John Granato?
I would have preferred your fifth grader running the team to Cal McNair because he's got more common sense about football. I mean,
they all started with this quarterback trade, and it's just like snowballed into hellish death spin all of a sudden.
Well, not all of a sudden. This has been building for a while. But what about somebody selling you their car?
We make good decisions at GiveMeTheVIN.com, and we have. I take input from the 200 employees we have, and I take the cumulative of decisions. And I don't override everybody like some ridiculous dictator and do stupid things that would ruin the company.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Did you find people? Because we put it out there that you had jobs open here. Did you find people to work here in Houston?
We do. We have a guy at the office right now that listens to your show that heard you and I chopping up on right now. And he said, this guy's such a jerk. He sounds like he would be fun to work for. And he drove up from Houston, and the guy's Asian, and he's really funny. Like, he's funnier than you and I, Granato. and I'm enjoying his company and glad he came on board.
That's
awesome.
Give me the VIN.com. Sell him your
car. Maybe Cal McNair, you know, so maybe the secret to our company success is that I do Saturday mornings, and I do stupid things on the radio, mm-hmm. and I let the stupidness out. Which, when I get back to work on Monday morning, I'm a business guy and I make good decisions. So I have this, like, free-flow thinking stupidity on Saturday. Maybe Cal should take an hour on your station so he could get his stupidness out and not ruin his team.
Oh, I think it lasts more than an hour a week. That's John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.